Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.
Hi, welcome to Smosh Mouth. I'm Shane.
And I'm Amanda. And we have a very special episode today.
It is our 100th episode.
Woo! Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you to our small team in here.
Thank you.
This is insane to me. Shane, we have done 100 episodes.
I can't believe it, dude.
You and me have sat here 100 times together.
Wow.
Creating connections.
Pretty
making
cool.
A friendship.
We also sit here so many times throughout the week because we're doing Bored AF like often just right after this. I can't believe it, man.
It's insane.
Dude, I can't believe we're at like 100 episodes and the pod is going great.
The pod is going great.
Like, we're doing really well. I will be completely honest. not out of like not believing in us or anything, but by the nature of like YouTube and podcasts, when we started it, I was like, okay, like after a couple of years, it might be getting less views. It might not be doing as well. We may have run out of ideas. I don't know. But man, this is like the best case scenario.
And remember when we were starting, everyone was like, okay, like, what are your keywords? Like, what's your vibe? And blah, 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 blah.
What's the aesthetic? What's the goal? What's the structure?
And we were going back and forth. We were like, okay, Sunny and Cher, like, what's our vibe? And the thing is, what we learned is the vibe is just like you and me. We get really giddy and excited about going down like random topics. Mm-hmm. And then the vibe is like bringing on Smosh friends and other outside guests and just like having fun and talking about whatever we want.
Yeah.
Gamifying it sometimes.
I think it's tough. You can't like force the aesthetic of a thing. You kind of have to trust.
You have to feel it out.
You have to find it. You kind of have to find it with your audience too, because what's exciting to them, and then you kind of listen to that, kind of follow along with that. But it's been awesome, man. I mean, the show, like, it's one small part of what we do, but it's always been just like the easiest and most fun.
I look forward to it so much.
Yeah.
I mean, we're doing it a lot. We're recording it a lot. I look forward to it so much. And then we, you know, were gifted with Selena, which helped us so much.
Dude.
Because it was like, hey, Shane, hey, what's up? What do we want to talk about?
Selena has been crushing it now for so long. Not only with like producing the episodes, but you're looking over the edits. And
yes.
The editing has been so good. The ad placement has been genius.
Genius.
Well, I feel like we got to be one of the only podcasts out there that is placing our ads in a comedic way.
Always.
We're doing it so well.
We're doing it so well. And pulling shorts. Like, she's been pulling a lot of the shorts.
Bangers.
And they've been so good.
Yeah. Hey, you never know what's going to be, like, the moment from an episode, because we're just talking.
You can't plan
it. We're just
it.
Yapping. You don't know what's funny, what's like going to be funny to other people.
It's usually the moments that I have no idea happen in history, which is wild. Pretty cool.
Yeah. I mean, hey, that's been... That has been a gift.
Yeah, big
to this
moments.
Podcast.
Harambe, Cortado, cereal,
Mexican salsa. Yes,
Mexican salsa. Yes. Oh, I've been very vulnerable on this show.
What is? Yeah, it's like, what is the quote of this show? It was probably Mexican salsa. Yes, followed by get your toucans out. Spencer.
Yeah.
Spencer killed with that one.
That's another thing is I feel like we have, not only have we had like wild moments, but the guests that we have brought on have said the wildest things on this show.
Yeah, they really
do. I mean.
This show brings out the best and the worst of people.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we just had Chance call all of his exes.
Ooh, my
Spencer
God.
Comes in and
says what he says.
Drinks all the drinks when he says we're not allowed to drink drinks on here, which is crazy. And it's just, and then Trevor comes in and tries to school me, and I get pretty mad at him.
I know.
And he never apologizes.
Courtney comes in and reads just like the most insane will and testament you've ever read in your life.
Oh my God. Yeah. Not only have we had all those, we've also had Try Not to Laughs, where it's such a different vibe with people because it's not Pitt Try Not to Laugh. It's our own version of it. And like, Courtney always brings in these banger, like, prepared things. It's Chance called his exes. Angela just fucks around and then says crazy shit and writes scripts.
I think Tommy just always brings so much funny
that
it feels like a Try Not to Laugh every time.
Oh, yeah.
But I also think we've kind of nailed it where this podcast really is no different than when we're all hanging out in between, like, shoots. This is how we talk to
each really other. Don't feel stressed. I mean, sometimes we have outside guests and there's, like, specific things I want to talk about, like Hank Green, Bob the Drag Queen, Aurora Matrix. Like,
there's a lot of pressure with that. I'm not great at that because I have a lot of social anxiety when I first meet people because I'm very much concerned with, like, saying the right things to them, I guess, or not trying to offend them, not trying to make them uncomfortable, trying to have a good conversation. And so I'm thinking too much. And so I know with like Bob the Drag Queen and Hank Green, I was really in my head because it was my first time meeting them.
Right.
Like we were sitting here at this table. They walk in, sit down.
Yep.
And it's like, hey, how's it going? Let's film an episode.
Right.
I have so much respect for people who really just right off the bat are just in.
I don't know what it is, but it's people who I haven't met at all.
Yeah.
And I, like, research them and I know a little bit about. I don't know. My body just immediately calms down. I'm like, oh, we get to start from scratch.
You do great. You do great with people.
I don't know what it is. I think, like, growing up, my mom was always the one who was like, go talk to that stranger. Go ask if we can park there.
Go talk to that scary man over there.
Go talk to that scary man. Ask him if we can park there and for how long. And I would always be, like, sent off on these, like, all my sisters be sent off on these missions to, like, go ask that person if we can do this. Or, like, just, hey, go see if we can stay here for a little bit longer. And so
that's
I had
so
to
funny.
Build up the confidence.
My mom would never. My mom would be like, that guy's a murderer over there. Don't
it's
talk
not
to
don't, all weird
don't, my mom
guys.
Would be like, don't talk to anyone ever.
It's not all weird guys. It's like, go talk to that woman. And I'm like, I know she doesn't want to be disturbed.
What do you want, kid?
Yeah. And I think it like pushed me to get past that. Like,
sure.
But I will say sometimes as I get older, there are days where I'm like, I don't want to talk to a stranger. At all.
I think that's a perfectly normal thing.
Yeah, I don't want to talk to that
I think everybody goes through times where they don't want to talk to anyone.
Yeah. But on the pod, I don't know why. Like, I'm just like, with Bob the Drag Queen, I was like, all right, let's get to it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And it's scary too when you have people like, I think Bob and Hank are both great examples of people who are so comfortable immediately.
Yes.
And I'm not. And I'm like, now I don't feel cool because I'm feeling social anxiety. I feel inauthentic.
Yeah.
I don't think I am, but I feel that way. And I'm like, oh no, do they think I'm a fucking loser? probably.
I mean, hey, listen.
Yeah.
When Bob played his song and we're all here like.
You want to talk about that was probably the most anxiety I ever felt on the show of like, he's playing this incredible song, but I'm like, I am so awkward in general. And then he's playing music and I don't know what to do with myself. And I'm like, I'm sitting down. So I'm just kind of like, this is really good.
Listen, anytime someone plays, and here's the thing, I was like, this is so good. But regardless, anytime someone plays you a song, it's always going to be a little awkward.
It's honestly more awkward if it's a good song.
Exactly, because like, you want to like jam out.
I was listening to it, I was like, I wish this was really bad, but it's actually so good.
It's so good, and you want to jam out, but you know.
And I don't know how to do that. I don't know how to do that.
What if I was like, Yeah.
I have a list of all of our external guests because we've had everyone from Smosh here.
Yes.
Everybody. Everybody's been here.
I mean,
multiple
everybody.
Times.
We've solved your problems.
Yes. All our crew has been here too.
So good. The one who shall not be named has been here. Matt Duran.
Yeah. That boy. Talk about a moment.
Moments.
Several moments.
Several moments.
Yeah.
Haunting moments.
But we've had, let's see, outside of Smosh, we've had Bob the Drag Queen.
Yes.
Which was epic as hell. That was wild.
And we got to read his book, which was so cool.
We've had Mythical Chef Josh, obviously, who you guys, like, riffed.
I was like, have
but
I known
Josh,
you my whole
Josh
life?
Josh can just go.
It's so funny because he can just go, but, like, I genuinely felt so back and forth, like a volley conversation.
Yeah.
You know how sometimes people can just go
but
and you
really...
can't get a word in? It was like a volley, and I was like, dude, have we known each other forever?
He's a really good listener, but he listens so fast.
Yeah.
And talk, like, you will say something really quickly, and he'll have picked up everything.
He knows.
And keep going and add so much to it. I often can't keep up in conversations with him.
I love it.
It's very cool. Ted Nivison was here. Cortado.
Ted, still, he's like, why haven't you messaged me back? I'll still go back and be like, fuck, he messaged me like 3 weeks ago. And then I'll message him, and then he won't message me, and I'll be like, hey. I'm just bad at the Instagram messenger.
Really quick, I have something really interesting I want to... So, Ted Nivison, he showed me, and he showed Courtney on URL, these weird caving videos, right? They're these, like, comedy caving videos where it's like, and this guy drove down into this mountain, and he was trapped there. And then, like, silly stuff kind of happens, but it's like a bad, like... edited, like, depiction chart of a guy going caving and, like, showing how this tragedy occurred.
What?
So he showed Courtney on URL some of these videos, and he showed me some of these videos. I have a theory that it's him making these. It's my
this
my
is
little
so
theory.
I think you should leave vibes.
I think Ted is making these videos. By the time this episode is aired, I'm gonna have already texted him and said, I think this is you.
And he's like, oh, there's only one view on it and one comment.
It's
and
truly
it's like,
kinda like
Niva
that.
Ted?
He sent me one of them at 3:45 in the morning. He just texted me one of these videos and I was like, were you up making this video and then sending it to all your friends?
Did you say this?
No, I haven't. As of recording this, no. But after we filmed this, like, today,
I planned on
texting and being like, dude, I think these are you. I think these are you. Can I play one? Can I? Because I want you to hear this cadence of the voice.
How many views are on these videos?
Let's see.
You think Ted? I feel like Ted would make these videos and then show them around and be like, look how crazy this video is, right?
I think so. So it's this.
As he crawled through the Triassic Tavern, he came to a stop.
It sounds like him.
Tyrannosaurus skull.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
He said, unfortunately, his admiration attracted a boulder to collapse the skull under him.
It's kind of the same cadence as his voice a little bit.
I think it's him, man. I think he's making these TikToks and these YouTube videos. he's done stuff like this before where he's like, oh, he made a whole YouTube essay about how he made a viral TikTok sound. Like, he's done these types of things before. It's within the realm of possibility.
Oh, I can't wait
so
for you to call him.
So this is my conspiracy
out.
Theory that those are him.
Did Court think so when he was on URL showing
it? No, I brought it up, and now when I brought it up, Courtney was
oh
my God, that might be him.
And is he really giddy about it? Is he like, this is the best video
it.
Ever?
He loves
oh,
him.
No, Ted.
He loves him.
Hey, Ted.
He
if,
loves him.
If this is you, this is going to be...
I think it's him.
You know what, though? I don't think he's going to be embarrassed at all when you
no.
call him out. I think he's going to
no.
go, wow, you're the special one.
Well, you got me, man.
You're the one.
You got me.
You're part of my crew now.
You're welcome to the cave. Ew. Mac Does It. We finally had Mac Does It. So we did our live show earlier this year.
Yes.
Which was so
cool. We did it last year. It was in December.
You're right, December.
But still.
Okay.
I mean, this year has been crazy.
And we had Mac on our live show before we ever had Mac on the podcast.
Which is
genuinely
insane.
Very funny.
Mac is an amazing guest. He brought it. He brought it. Yeah. And for me, it was like, I didn't know any of like most of the drama. We talked about a lot of drama if you haven't seen it.
About drama from long past.
Yeah.
So we're recording an episode with someone who knows
drama
very well. That episode has already aired.
Mm-hmm.
But we haven't talked to her as of yet.
Yes.
But at some point in the past, we aired our episode with Spill Sesh. And we'll probably talk about some of these things again. Some maybe not.
I think we're going to be talking about what's like actually going on currently, which I...
which...
I know, like, a solid amount. I definitely won't know as much as
Christy. Well, not everything.
Christy.
Not the whole internet.
No, of course not.
Yeah.
No.
Mac is basically a Smosh cast member.
Yeah.
But just, like, honorary Smosh.
Exactly.
He's the Steve Martin to Smosh. Like, you know how Steve Martin was never a cast member on SNL?
Yeah, but you always thought that he was. You're like, oh, my God, yeah, he was on SNL. And you're like, no, he
hosted,
wasn't.
He hosted so many times. He had so many iconic things, but he was never technically a cast member.
I kind of feel like that's a sweet spot.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
That's
like
where
you're not there
be.
24/7, but you get to like come on all the time.
Yep.
Love him.
Aurora Matrix.
Oh my God. Aurora Matrix, me and
so
Tommy
cool.
met her at DragCon. We went together and Aurora was like, holy shit, Sarah Christ. And
yeah.
I was like,
yeah.
And like, she looked incredible.
Yeah.
And she's so fucking sweet from Toronto.
It's been wild to realize how many drag queens. Listen to Smosh.
Mm-hmm.
Like, watch something related to Smosh. I know a lot of them are big fans of Tommy.
Yeah.
And
Utica. Utica was a big fan.
Isn't there Susie Toots, I think, has mentioned Smosh.
Best name ever.
But yeah, there's been a few that have mentioned Smosh or have walked up to you or Tommy and said that they're aware of it.
It was so cool.
It's so cool because, like, drag queens are just so cool.
They're hilarious. That's the thing is we played This or That. They're so funny.
Yeah.
They're perfect guests to interview, too.
But I was honestly kind of intimidated because Aurora Matrix just comes in stunning.
Stunning.
Such a cool outfit, everything. And then it's like, oh, but you're stoked to sit here and talk to us.
Oh, yeah. She's just cool. She's super down to earth. She's a fan. She watches Smosh Mouth. She was like, to bed. I fall asleep. And I was like, hey. You know what?
Because you guys are so boring.
Our voices Pass will out. Lull you to sleep.
My favorite backstage lore, though, is that Aurora Matrix stayed after we recorded this because we were filming Challenge Pit.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, I want to stay and watch. And that's the episode where I drew the perfect circle.
Yeah.
And she was just there in the full outfit from this episode. Aurora Matrix was just there watching as I drew a perfect circle. It's like, nailed it.
And all of her straps, she's just sitting there like taking photos on set. And you just did the perfect circle. And she's like, I love what you guys do. And I was like, what?
I was like, what is our job?
Angel from heaven.
George Primavera.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
We love George. George has such a special place in our hearts.
George is so cool, man.
And we did like, and he said to me, you know, that it was more nerve-wracking to come on our pod than host Dread.
Which is shocking.
But I kind of get it because it's like, that's what he does, right? That's like his comfort zone. And then to come on and talk about himself, like he's constantly making up these worlds that are not about him.
Yeah.
And playing the best characters. Here's the best part about George is he just gets it, right? Like he can slip into a character that you're immediately like, I know who that person is and I'm already laughing.
Yeah.
Like you're already feel safe and cozy.
It's also so impressive how well he builds stories off of everyone because he's done Dread with essentially like the entire cast at this point.
Almost.
And all of us are so different with how we deliver jokes, with how we deliver story.
Mm-hmm.
And he's able to play off every single one of us.
Yep.
I wouldn't know how to do that with three different people doing three completely different things.
Right.
Like when it was Ian, Damien, Arasha, and I'm like, we all are so funny, but we all do things so differently.
So different.
Like and, Ian delivering stuff is in his Ian way, and then you have Damien, then you have Arasha and I. It's all so many different elements, and he's just picking up on all of them and continuing and putting it all together.
And he's like, what's great is that he has like multiple like routes, like different plans, but he's so present,
mm-hmm.
and that's why I think he's he's able to like pick up on people's comedy, right? Because yeah. he's not focused so intensely on what he has planned.
Yeah.
He's listening to your comedy and see how you respond. And therefore he's so quick. He's able to go, oh, I know Arash's style, or oh, I know Ian's style.
Right.
He's brilliant.
He's so good.
And he gave us dice.
He did give us dice and we got him right there.
Yeah.
I don't know if you can see them, but we have them. I took mine home.
So,
are those both mine?
Yeah.
You give me two sets.
Mine's purple.
Oh well, I kept mine here.
Oh fuck! I didn't take them home. They're right there.
Oh, you took them home, huh?
Oh, but they're hidden by this.
Oh, you took them home, right?
Hey, you can barely see them.
Joined by Amanda, liar.
Shut up.
Huge liar.
Oh my god.
Baby, no money.
Oh my God, Baby No Money.
Baby No Money did his run here where he was on everything. So something happened recently. You want some internet lore?
Drop it.
Some internet drama is Baby No Money publicly like kind of reached out to Markiplier.
Uh-huh.
And you know who Markiplier
is. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Now, Markiplier is also known as being famously very offline. He's kind of a chronically offline king.
Hey, Markiplier. Thank you very much.
Yeah. He does not keep up with the internet. He's doing his thing.
I love it.
He's making his content. He's playing games.
Love it.
So Baby No Money kind of reached out to him. And Markiplier responded in a way that I think Markiplier assumed that Baby No Money was like a crypto influencer. Which is actually, you know, you look at his name, Baby No Money. You see the dollar sign. You kind of go, you're a crypto influencer.
Uh-huh.
So he kind of responded in that way like, I don't want to work with you. I don't want to work with it. Now, I might be kind of wrong. This is internet drama, hearing from someone. Baby No Money obviously responds in very funny, and it's just been like, oh man, when Markiplier thinks you're a crypto guy, it was kind of hilarious.
Does Markiplier now know?
I don't know.
No, because he's not online.
That's where I checked out. I go. Yeah, I don't know.
You're like, wow, the drama. I don't know the wrap up of it, but.
This reminds me, I'm going to tangent really quick. I've been seeing the thing about straight dudes with gossip. Have you been, I've been seeing this trend. People talk about it where it's like, a woman will be like, so I was talking to my husband and he let me know, he's like, yeah, my buddy Mark and his wife are getting divorced. And she's like, oh my God, why? And he's like, I don't know. I mean,
that, it couldn't be like, more like, legit.
Yeah, it's kind of like, I don't know.
It happens all the time.
I don't know what's going on.
And then they're kind of like giddy about it. And it's like, you're like, oh, you're going to give me something juicy. And then it's like, you didn't ask the question, why? And they're like, why? That's their business. And it's like, but you just told me their business. You just gossiped and then you didn't ask the question why. And it's like, yeah, we just stopped texting after that. That's the other thing. Straight guys, I feel like they're like, how's it going?
Good.
Done. You never speak to them for months.
We take people at their word.
What the hell?
You're good, man.
Somebody called Garde the other day. He's like, hey, man, you're having a baby. He's like, hey, man, I'm having a baby. And I'm like, you guys haven't spoken? This guy was invited to our wedding. I'm kind of like, what's the deal? I'm like, oh, did you ever respond to your friend, blah, blah? He's like, duh. I'm like, that was months ago. Are you insane?
We're back.
You guys are awful people. But you guys just, you're happy. You're just happy with one word answer.
I don't know if we're happy.
Fine.
No, we're definitely bottling a lot up.
How's it going? Good. That's it.
And
end
then
of
later
story.
On, later on, you find out guys will be like, I just feel so lonely.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Like,
it's like, why? It's like, I don't know.
Oh, because you didn't ask the question why to your friends.
And your male therapist is like, that sucks.
Yeah, that sucks.
Yeah, it sucks.
Your session's done.
Anyways.
You can head out.
You watched the game last night?
Oh, yeah. It was so good.
And then we go in on that.
And then you go in on that because you're talking about other people that's not you guys. You guys are like, that guy and the fucking...
That guy, he shouldn't be fouling people like that.
And why shouldn't he be?
I don't know, man.
Anyways, new uniforms. Good for them.
It's so funny. But I will end... I'm not that interested in, like, when I hear about internet lore stuff like that. So I'll be like, okay, Markiplier did that. Baby No Money, that's funny.
You
and
like
I leave it
gossip.
There.
Shane, don't even start with me. You like gossip. You do.
What?
Or at least you pretend to when I tell you some gossip.
I'll be interested. I think I take it as a sign of respect sometimes when people are like sharing something. And I'm like, oh, cool. Like,
oh, whoa, I share a lot with you.
And I take it as a huge sign of respect.
That's very sweet.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm holding my gossip. You're not going to get it anymore. No, I'm just kidding. You'll get it. And you'll be like, I don't care. You know what? If you did tell me, like, I don't, hey, respectfully, I don't care, I would be like, I appreciate you. Because, but you do care. You
I love care.
It. Yeah.
Yeah. But I think when I have gossip, I don't, I, like, I'll share it, but then I'm not, like, digging.
You don't.
I'm not digging. I'm not digging for more. I'm not trying to figure things out. I'm just like, whoa, that's the information that's out there. Wild.
That's so crazy. Don't you have any, oh, my God. I can't just leave it at that. I have to go down a rabbit hole. I have to watch 100 TikToks to be like, what is the answer?
I also think there's too much. There's too much nowadays. The internet's moving too fast. Every day there's new drama. And then it moves on.
There's
and
so much.
And you kind of always are left with like the fine, like just a little bit of.
And then you're like, I spent so much time on this family that I have no idea who they are.
Yeah. But and the next day, new family.
Of course. Next hour.
So many families out there.
I know. Good Lord.
Gotta stop.
I need to stop.
I'm just going down our list of guests. We only have a few more that we've
had. I love it.
Sid and Olivia were here.
Classics.
Dude.
Classics.
Insane.
And we both got to be on their pod.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How was your experience?
Oh, it was great. I played a rafter from Maine. My name was Pointer.
Okay.
And I had my pregnant belly out, but it wasn't my pregnant belly. It was Pointer's belly.
Nice.
You know what I'm saying? And I had this really intense mustache that I've never worn before, and it stopped here.
Okay.
So it went over my lips, and it was kind of tough and rough.
That's awful.
But I had a great time with them.
Can you believe some dudes do that?
It's sick. How do they eat food? No, literally, how do they fucking eat food? I had it, and I was like, this is the worst experience of my life. Yeah. I couldn't enjoy a sandwich.
No.
It's constant hair.
I would hate it.
My dad has had a mustache since before I was born. I've never seen him without it. And it literally goes, I don't know what his top lip looks like ever.
Whoa.
And it touches his bottom lip. And I'm like, ice cream, cereal, a sandwich, a smoothie.
Has it always been that way?
Yes, constantly.
He's never like just trimmed off the like.
No, never. Because when there's food there, he goes like this.
What? What?
And he takes the top of it.
Your dad's a whale. That's
actually,
whales work.
His nickname is the walrus. So, yeah. We call him the walrus.
Ooh.
No, literally, whole life.
Wow.
And his brother shaved off his mustache, and we're like, oh my God, Rich, hey, looking cute.
Oh, did he look better?
He looks great. And we're like, Dad. And he was like, nah. No. I'm not doing that.
No. But he has to trim his mustache somewhat. So he trims it just at the bottom lip. Because it would keep
tiny
going.
Tiny little scissors.
Just, oh,
hey. Yeah.
So he's choosing.
And it's this thick out.
He's
So my sisters are like, walrus is coming. Have you checked in with the walrus? I'm like,
oh my God.
We got to stop calling him that. He knows.
He knows. He doesn't care.
It's fine. But yeah, Sid and Olivia, we love them.
Sarah Whittle was here.
Oh my God, Sarah Whittle was here.
Yeah.
For some reason, her and I are like kindred spirits. It's like
that. You guys are very similar.
We would like just meet, and then we were just like this.
Uh huh.
I love Sarah Whittle.
She's so great. I mean, it's I kind of permanently feel like she works here, even though she hasn't worked here in years. But
well, she's around.
So
she's hanging out.
So much of the heart of these channels is from her.
Yeah.
I mean, Smosh Pit. So much she like got started.
And she loves what we do. Like, she's always messaging. She's
keeps
always
up.
Commenting. She keeps up.
Yeah.
She enjoys what we do.
We had Garrett on. Garrett Palm.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Of Eat It or Eat It fame.
And that was at the end of Eat It or Eat It.
Yes.
We finished Eat It or Eat It. Oh, my God. He was, like, one of our first guests.
Yeah. Such a great guy.
He's the best.
Such a genuine dude.
We love him. And he's so funny.
He's so funny in, like, such a special way.
Yep.
Like, he's got that. It's not Nathan Fielder. It's just like that subtle comedy.
Yeah.
Like that quiet, subtle.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. Hank Green.
Hank Green.
Hank Green gave me that $2 bill because we did a little social video after he recorded the episode where he asked us questions and I got just enough right.
Yeah, you did. That. I did not do well.
He signed it. Very cool.
Hank Green was awesome.
Such an awesome guy.
The way he thinks, I remember the biggest, like, he said something that he's able to work with stuff all over his desk. And I was like, how,
he operates
man?
Completely opposite how? Of me. I was like, oh, I suffer from perfectionism. He's like, I don't.
Yeah.
I just make stuff. Yeah. If I want to do something, I do it.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, that's cool, man. Uh-huh. That's awesome.
And he lives, like, in the mountains.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Up there doing science.
Up there doing science.
Doing weird experiments.
It's that kids' science channel, too.
Yeah.
I literally sent that whole channel to my sister and her kids, and she was like, this is sick.
He's such a fascinated person. Like, yeah. He's just really interested in everything.
Yeah, he's great.
And then finally we had Call Me Chris.
Oh, my God. So Call incredible. Me Chris.
So funny.
I hadn't like, done a lot of stuff with Call Me Chris. Mm-hmm. And then we did a Reddit Stories, too, together, her and I. And she loves a lot of the things I do. Spooky stuff.
She now really is in, like, the true crimes.
I know.
And it's interesting. I started listening to... I'm trying to listen to, like, a bunch of other podcasts right now. Just to, like, get
Why?
A vibe. Just to get a vibe. I want to learn from others who do it really
That's
well.
That's insane. I only listen to ours.
I like to record voice memos and just listen to them back.
I just watch all of our episodes after we did it, after I was there.
There's people out there who are probably like that.
Yeah, of course.
But I decided to listen to a true crime podcast a little bit because they're like the number one Rotten Mango.
Oh, yeah. You told
me
about this.
And Stephanie Sue started off doing mukbang content. She's like eating tons of ramen and stuff. And then somehow eventually was like, murderers. Let's listen to
same thing.
Let's talk about murderers.
It's the same
thing. Yeah,
Call
Me Chris started off doing characters and it's just like, you know what? Let's talk about murders.
Because they always come back. Let me tell you, the murderers will always seep into your homes, people, and you'll always want to turn on the TV because it's fascinating.
I don't know how people do it though, because I listened to a few episodes of Rotten Mango, and after a few episodes, I was like, whew, I am messed up. I can't listen to this all the time. Like, I'm so depressed.
Totally.
But I'm like, people make this their whole life. Like, that's their career, is like deep diving into things and talking about it. I'm like,
career stuff is that making it your career is really hard. Like, Angela and I are obsessed and we usually follow the same crimes together. It's just, to me, it's just like a hobby. And the thing that I'm super, super interested in, mainly like the court stuff. But if I were to have it as a career, it would be really hard because there are some, you know, crimes that they're so horrific that if you're making it your career, you have to research everything.
When you and Angela talk about it, I feel like you guys are fascinated by the court process.
We are.
Not necessarily. You're not into like, here's how they got murdered.
No.
Like, you never talk about that. You're like, here's what the lawyers are saying, and here's how's this. Sadly, it plays out kind of like a game.
It is a game.
And it's awful.
It's a social
but
experiment.
But it is fascinating in a similar way where Stephanie Sue in Rotten Mango was quoting and saying that people have quoted that court is the test of who hired the better lawyer.
It is.
And I'm like, that's awful. That
it
sucks.
Is. And who chose the right jurors specifically for it's all to us. We love people and it's such a social experiment on people. And it's how the lawyers come off, how they look, how they're asking the right questions.
I never got a chance to talk about it on this podcast. I meant to talk about this weeks ago of how I was in jury selection.
Oh, my God.
And I got very close to getting on a jury, and I did not want to be on a jury at all.
You're the perfect juror.
No, I'm not.
I think you are.
No, I'm not.
I think you are. I think you are.
What makes you say that?
Guys, get him on a... I'm just kidding. Because I look at you, and I'm like, okay, this guy doesn't feel like he'll just roll over and say yes to anything, but he also feels like he's open to different ideas. He seems sweet and kind and trustworthy, and he's gonna show up every day.
So I was right there before I was about to go up to get questioned, and the lawyers have a certain amount of strikes that they have where they can dismiss jurors without giving a reason. They can just be like, I don't want you here. And the judge doesn't have to ask why. You get to just dismiss people.
And they get three strikes?
They got like six or seven each.
Okay.
But by the time, so there was one person ahead of me on the sub-in jurors, right?
And they already had five strikes.
And so they had no more. So if I got up there, I was about to get called up. If I got up there, I would have to prove why I'm too biased to be on the jury. And the court case would have gone for a month. I would have not been in a video for
Smosh
like...
Smosh would have been screwed.
You wouldn't have seen, like, we would have not done Reddit stories. I was like, I can't be on this jury. So I was like, I got to think. I was just sitting there, like, cooking. I'm like, what are all the reasons why I'm too biased to be on this case? And I think I was. But also...
What is the main reason?
So the specifics to the case, I was like, okay, there's history in my past that I think makes me... biased on this. Okay. I think I could talk about the case now, but
I don't know if you can.
Out of fear and respect, I'm going to just not.
Don't. They'll come for you.
But it was a civil suit, so it wasn't like a criminal. It was kind of. It just had to do with like money and like investments and things like that.
Okay. Okay.
So but I was like, if I get up there, I'm like, you have to state your name, your occupation, your
Shane Top YouTuber,
marriage status, and what your spouse does too.
Married YouTuber.
Married YouTuber. But I'm like, okay, if I get up there, and then the lawyers ask you more questions, mm-hmm. right? So I'm like, these lawyers are going to ask specifics of what I do on YouTube and be like, oh, we have a show where we hear about dilemmas and we determine if we think they're in the right or the wrong. Like, there's no fucking way.
No.
And I ever.
L-E-T-E-N-E-Z. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Hope to God, no. But if I ever end up in a trial and my lawyer allows a YouTuber on the jury, I hate them. Do not allow a YouTuber
unless
on a jury.
Unless it's some type of like strategic thing that they're doing. Like they want a YouTuber's brain in it. Like there, it's... That's
I can't think of many situations where a YouTuber
court.
I can't think of many situations where a YouTuber's brain is really required or necessary.
The analytics of this case.
We need a YouTuber
here. Let me tell you.
So
you would not want to be on a jury.
No,
ever.
I didn't. Okay. I would be interested, but I fortunately am someone who I love my job. I love being here. I love like what we do.
Yeah, same.
To miss a month of it would suck. And it would be stressful because we would probably have to move shoots around. It would just be
it would
suck, and I knew that it would suck for just it would be annoying for everybody, right?
Like I agree.
There's the moment, there's a part where the judge asks if this would cause extreme hardship for people, and I didn't raise my hand because I'm like I'm looking around the room and people were saying their extreme hardships. I'm like
yeah.
This would mess up people's lives. Like there are some people who are really struggling.
Yeah. A whole production would go down?
I'm like, it just felt stupid. I'm
yeah,
like, we would be fine, but I was like, it would be annoying as hell. So
I
didn't want to. Now, having said that, there was a time, because I got called in, I got the letter for jury duty like over 10 years ago, and this was when I was unemployed, and I was really interested back then. Now you'd miss auditions and things like that, so it still would have sucked, but there are some court cases where I'd be very fascinated, but I also think I'm too interested, and from what I've heard, they don't want someone who's too interested. They want someone who's just hearing it and is going to judge fairly. I don't think I would be a good juror. I think I have a lot of preconceived notions. I think I'm very biased on a lot of things. I read a lot. I know a lot about a lot of stuff, like useless information, but...
I don't know. I feel like you would be a really good juror. I feel like you would be able to, like, kind of be like this or that, or kind of be like, I'm starting to see both sides. I will say the time commitment is probably the hardest part, and you get paid, like, $15 a day, and...
It's nothing, yeah.
It's nothing, but, like, I think that, agreed, like, if I was, you know... didn't have much going on, I would love to be on a jury, would love it, just because I would be so...
You would love it.
I would be so fascinated.
Would you want to be on a criminal case or a civil...
Criminal.
Yeah. You'd
criminal.
Want...
You joking?
You'd be up there, you'd be in the jury, they'd look over and you got your Sarah Christ face on, you're just like...
And I'd be like, Why isn't she smiling? Oh, because her lawyer told her not to smile. That's the issue with these people is like the lawyers don't look at the defendant.
In the middle of the court proceedings, they just hear from the jury, yeah, you fucking did it.
Yeah.
And they look over.
Why aren't you smiling? Is it because your lawyer told you not to? Bad advice. Bad advice, girl.
Yeah, you didn't dress properly for this courtroom.
That suit is out of control.
Yeah, the suit's too big for you. Makes you look guilty.
Oh my God. I want to play a juror character. Just the woman who's so interested.
Juror who's way too excited.
And then she falls asleep at the end of the days. Always. She's passed out. Anyways. Call me Chris.
That's it for all our external guests.
That's so wild.
Pretty cool.
100 episodes.
Yeah. Who's the best guest?
Oh my God. Are you psychotic?
No, they're all great.
They're all great in their own way.
They're all great. Okay. Next up, Selena wrote out a list of like our notable moments.
Ooh, okay.
What do you think? Like,
I think I said a few of them at the top.
Yeah, she did not write down get your toucans out, which is what people are commenting almost every episode nowadays.
What?
This didn't happen on the podcast, but I'd say another big moment is Angela thinking that you say welcome to Smosh Mouth.
Yes.
In the duo, you know your duos.
If you haven't seen Duo, You Know Your Duos, it was very funny. I was laughing so hard that whole episode. And Angela was so confident. She was like, oh, Amanda says welcome to Smosh Mouth. And I was like going to hold back. I wasn't going to call her out so hard because I know Angela very well.
Yeah.
You don't want to get her right away.
No, you want to
Because that's
let
when
it
she bites and reacts.
Whoa.
Arasha was like, I think that Jane normally says that. And she was like, no. No, no. And then we went, and then they did such a good edit of you saying, well, I never say welcome to Smosh Mouth, ever.
That means Angela's never watched a single episode of this show.
She hasn't. She literally hasn't. She doesn't care about this show. She only watches clips where she's in it, and she goes, nah, nah, nah. I'm stupid there. Nah.
Oh my God.
She hasn't because I've never said it in my life. And that's because you say it.
Yeah, and you say it.
And then you hand it to me
guest.
And it feels right. It's like a nice back and forth.
I introduce the show, you introduce the guest, and then we just go.
Then we just go.
That's like the only structure we have to this show.
That is.
It's the only like common thing of every episode. It's in the first 5 seconds. So we know Angela's never watched 5 seconds of this show.
No, not at all.
Wow.
She's never even started an episode.
She truly never just started one.
We shouldn't have her on ever again. And we're making that decision together.
She's going to hate this.
We're making that decision together that Angela's never coming on the pod.
Because
she's never
watched
it.
Okay, Selena wrote down, release the fetus.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, eventually it'll happen.
I love that we both have had cool announcements on this show. Pretty cool.
Very cool. We had your marriage.
Yeah.
We had an April Fool's episode that was so funny with a countdown.
Yeah.
And hey, you're wearing the shirt. That's...
Wait, I did wear the shirt. I wore the shirt in honor. That just made me realize, Angela says, hey, welcome to Smosh Mouth in that when she's impersonating me.
Yeah.
Welcome to Smosh Mouth. My name is Shane.
And I'm Amanda. And today we have a very special guest.
What is going on?
No, there's something not right.
What is going on?
Let me tell you, man, there's something not right there.
She had all the facts.
Yeah, of course.
She lived them.
I think she just... She kind of like freaks out. She freaks out. And I remember the end of Duo, You Know Your Duo, where I have like rapid speed things. She's sitting there and she's like, get this right or else we're... And I was like, this is going to make me get it wrong. It was really crazy.
It's so funny too with our announcements because with both of our announcements, we all knew about them so long before, right?
Long.
So like whenever we announce something on this show, it's like... Yeah, we've talked about this every day for months now.
Yeah.
So it's kind of, but it's still fun in the moment.
I love announcing it because I was thinking about you talking about Smosh Mouth Live and I was pregnant there.
Yeah.
And nobody knew except for Ange.
I did not know.
No, you
did
not.
When we did Smosh Mouth Live, I did not know.
And I remember, I'm going to be very vulnerable. I was so scared. I was so scared because I was so sick. And I was like, what if I throw up on stage? What if I have to run off stage? What if Angela says something? And I was like, and then finally we got into the show and I was having such a great time and I completely forgot about it.
Yeah.
But I was so proud of myself. At the end of that show, I was like, wow, I didn't throw up. I didn't feel sick. And then I remember me and, because we had a big dinner after, H and I were in the car talking about, okay, how do we let the bartender know that I'm drinking, but we can't let everyone know that I'm not drinking? And we had a whole plan and nobody gave a fuck.
No.
Nobody cared.
No.
But hey, if you ever want to try that, you just tell the bartender to bring you gin and tonics with a different, like a lemon wedge or something. And that means it's NA.
Oh, wow.
That was H's plan.
That's really cool.
You just tell, if you ever want to keep it a secret or whatever, you just tell the bartender,
huh?
Like, oh, every time I order a gin and tonic, bring it with this, but put like a lemon or something.
Interesting. So that it marks that it's
pretty wild.
That's really cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I can't think of many situations where you want other people to think you're drinking alcohol, but you're not. But that's a good one if you're keeping your. But that's a good one if you're keeping your pregnancy secret.
Yeah, because like
I don't want.
There's a lot of ladies who don't want to tell right away for obvious reasons.
Totally.
So it's like I remember thinking that was such a big deal, but at the end of the day, like no one's watching you that close until they're like close friends with you.
And that is how Chance figured it out.
Chance figured it out. Yeah.
So funny.
Yep, he figured it out, and I didn't even say anything to him. He was like, "You're not drinking?" And I was like,
"You said he like started crying."
He started crying.
There.
Yeah, I have a video of him. I have a video of him that is in my private stash that only I will watch.
I love that he clocked it immediately. You're not drinking.
You're not drinking? And I went, "No, I am. I'm gonna order something," like an idiot. And then he was like, "Tears." Tears. And I was like, and he just, that's the thing. Chance and I also have this special connection where he just like fucking knows. And my friends knew too. My friend who I drink a wine with, she poured me a glass of wine and I didn't touch it for like a second. And she was like, why aren't you taking a sip?
You can't resist wine.
And I was like, damn it.
Yeah.
I'm an alcoholic.
It's very funny. And that's, I think, why we got Release the Fetus is because by the time, like, he'd gotten that actual reaction out months before.
Yeah.
So by the time the podcast happens, he's just like,
Release
the Fetus.
Everyone had known for months.
Yeah.
So cool.
Selena wrote down the phone call, Duran's missing father. I would say Chance added layers to the phone calls of Smosh, the fake phone calls.
Chance coming in, we're like, hey, we're going to do TNTL. None of us really had anything planned. And Chance came in with just banger after banger, calling his ex.
I genuinely thought they were real. I did not recognize Angela.
Didn't we figure out that one of them was real?
No, I think they were all fake. He said it was Angela, it was Brett Miller.
Oh, I knew that.
And then it was Izzy, his friend.
It was Izzy.
Yeah.
She was Cheesecake Factory.
Yeah.
But then he called like two other people. So were they fake? One other person?
I think he had someone planned. Mm-hmm. Or maybe it was real.
That was very, very funny.
Oh, Selena wrote Shane's boo-boo. Are you talking about my mess up?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, we can finally talk about this. Let's talk about it because it's not that big of a deal. And people...
I was like, where'd you get a boo-boo on you?
No.
Did someone kiss it away?
So we had an episode that we filmed that we never released. And we were like, I messed up. So people were like, what is going on with Shane late or whatever? It's actually very like kind of simple.
What is going on with Shane?
So we filmed an episode where we read a no sleep story. That was epic.
It was
it's one of my
so
favorite
good.
Stories on the internet.
With Damien, right?
With Damien. It was so cool. And after we filmed it, because like I pulled it, I looked through everything. I missed something, which is very important. And we take this stuff seriously. I saw that on the author's like profile, they said, hey, if you're going to read any of my stories, you need to ask my permission first. And so I was like, shoot. I didn't do that.
Yeah.
And so I reached out, our social team reached out, and they never got back to us. And I don't think it's out of like a disrespect.
No.
I think maybe they just have not seen our message. They probably get a lot of messages.
Yeah.
So we never got that confirmation from them. So I was like, we decided not to air it because we don't want to read something of someone's without
artists.
Permission. But that was what the boo-boo was.
Ugh.
So I was like, hey, I messed up. I didn't do a full enough research.
everyone was so mad at you for so long about it. Like, the whole office. You couldn't come into work for a few days.
People
didn't want to see your face.
I was really distraught. I was like, this is messed up. I can't believe I blew it.
People were like, I don't want to see your face.
It sucks because it's a great episode.
It's
one story. We read one
story.
Maybe they'll see it. I mean, look, I'm such a fan of their work. And there's so many great No Sleep stories. If you're going to anyone reading this or watching this, don't assume you know what story, because there's a million No Sleep stories. But it's one of my favorites. And it was great.
Good.
I have a lot of respect for this author. And so because of that, I don't want to ever air something that they have not approved.
Right.
So that's the story there. But we recorded that like over a year ago. October. So it was last August. So it's getting kind of
close. Time flies when you're having fun with your friend.
But we'll try. Look, if we get it, hey, if ever they get back to us, they say yes.
We air it.
They get back to us and they say no. It's like, great.
We don't air it. Yeah.
But if they get back to say yes, we'll air that episode.
Because it's so good.
But anyways, there's that. Finally,
those are the main moments.
No, I was saying just there's that of mess up.
Your boo boo.
Fan got struck by lightning and wrote us in on their heart monitor. We ended up on Good Morning America.
Oh yeah,
because one of our listeners who lives in Florida got struck by lightning, and then
whoa,
yeah.
Have you seen the movie Powder?
Powder.
And that's all I'm gonna say. Listen.
Are you talking about glitter?
No, oh, don't Mariah Carey me right now. Glitter is fun. Powder is different. Powder is the actor from Boondock Saints, and he constantly got struck by lightning. Don't worry about it. It's something I watched as a kid, and it's a movie I'll never forget. And every time people bring up lightning, I think of Powder.
Okay.
And if you know it, you know it. And if you don't worry about it. You never have to watch it.
All right.
Okay, so someone got struck by lightning.
And he wrote us in on his heart monitor, and we ended up on Good Morning America, technically.
So wild. Yeah.
Very cool.
Very cool.
Epic moment.
What was that like? Right. Me too, of course.
Dude, getting struck by lightning, I'm very curious what that's got to feel like. I mean, he probably just, like, was knocked out, knocked completely unconscious, and so he just woke up.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Okay, so his hair didn't turn white or anything. That's a myth.
Yeah. Did you think people's hair turned white when they got struck by lightning?
Yeah.
I thought their hair got like,
boom!
But,
cartoon.
No, I don't think so.
Whoa. Well, I'm glad that he's all right, because that is such a wild story.
And then finally, our last moment we have here is Harambe. I got to say, Amanda, that was truly a gift. I think that kick-started this show to another level. I think we knew what this show was after that.
Uh-huh.
That was we went Reddit viral. Do you know how hard that is?
I didn't, actually.
It's hard to go Reddit viral.
And people are like, of course you would go viral. You're freaking not even online. And I was like, well, I was just being honest. And the thing is, there's so many people who reach out to me, even friends of mine, who were like, how did you not know? And they were like, your reaction, it was because your reaction was like everyone's reaction back then, like the anger, the panic, the fear, the sadness.
Yeah, you
the
felt
revenge.
It all. Everyone got to relive it. It was nostalgic.
Yeah, well, I lived it in that moment, and it was so intense.
Yeah.
And I thought about it for weeks.
I know.
Then everyone's like, you're going viral. And I was like, yeah, but Harambe is still not here.
But at what cost?
But at what cost?
Yeah.
That was such a wild moment. That definitely, mm-hmm. definitely was a landmark in our podcast.
Absolutely.
Because it was like, oh, I see what's going on here. You have a lot of knowledge online.
I have some.
You too.
I don't think I'm as online as a lot of people, but I think I know about Harambe as everybody else does. I think I have common knowledge.
Yeah, a lot of people said tits out for Harambe, and I was like, excuse?
Well, it was dicks out for Harambe, and then it was tits out for Harambe, and just people were just, it was just a trend.
But he wasn't there to experience it or enjoy it.
Well,
so.
People photoshopped him in heaven. There he is, in heaven.
He's on an island.
Yeah.
That's my heaven. He's on vacation.
This makes me think, I was talking to Courtney this weekend about my favorite animals.
You talked to Courtney this weekend?
I talked to Courtney this weekend. Guys, you won't believe it. I got a chance to talk to Courtney.
Oh my God, she responded to your text?
Yes.
Finally.
Finally, it's been months.
Good for you.
But I was thinking about my favorite animals, and I think I was like, I think I have a top five right now.
Are you going to say gorilla because you want 100 men to fight a gorilla?
No, I don't want 100 men to fight a gorilla.
Thank you, do.
I don't want that.
Okay.
It's a thought experiment that I thought was funny.
Right.
I think gorillas are in my top five. I think
really?
They're so silly, which is so funny because chimpanzee is probably my least favorite animal.
I know this.
Chimpanzee is terrifying.
Gorillas,
hilarious. Gorillas are so funny because they're gigantic, but they're silly.
They're so muscular.
They're silly, though. You see them, what they do, they're silly.
They're so silly.
They're
so cute.
Absolute giant goofballs.
But chimpanzees,
evil.
Is it because
evil.
They ripped off that woman's face
they've
back
done
in the day?
Horrible things. I also respect all animals. I think that we shouldn't mess with them.
Don't
them
have them as
lives.
Pets.
No.
No.
Let them live their lives protect their habitats.
Yeah.
Like Jane Goodall, you're doing a great thing.
Jane.
I'm glad you're doing it because I'm not going to do it.
And she was on Call Her Daddy.
I cannot believe that.
I guess we need to get her on this pod.
Let's get Jane Goodall on.
What are we going to discuss?
I actually think I know who my dream guest right now is, and it's Robert Irwin. Dude.
Okay. First of all, he just announced that he's going to be on Dancing with the Stars shirtless. He was shirtless. I think he had a snake around his... He had a snake around his neck, like a little
got
Britney
a snake
Spears,
in my boat.
And he was shirtless, and then announced he's on Dancing with the Stars.
Hey.
I didn't realize that Dancing with the Stars was like the big,
I didn't realize it was still huge.
Apparently still huge.
It's still a thing. I would love
would
to have
be great.
Him on.
He would be great.
Yeah. He'd be so cool.
He would be awesome.
And if he brought some animals, like some little animals.
What are your other favorite animals?
Okay. So, gorilla.
Uh-huh.
Love them.
Yeah.
Elk, classic.
Oh my God, hey.
Love elk.
Look at that.
They're just they're mystical looking.
Gorgeous.
And then I would say praying mantis.
Oh yeah.
Love them.
Yeah.
They're so unique. So they're scary, but cool. I found one the other day on my front doorknob, little baby one.
What did you do with it?
I got a little stick. I took him and brought him to some plants.
You moved his location?
Okay. Yeah. I mean, I was like, you're not going to find any other bugs on a doorknob. Let's take you some...
He was looking for his mate.
Well, he's not going to find it there, because I'm taken.
You sure? Sorry, buddy, I'm taken.
I said, sorry, buddy. I have a wife. Who I love.
God. Good Lord.
Stop preying on me, because you're not going to get
him. Oh, get him, girl.
Mm-mm.
Get him, girl.
Another one. I'm going to go with blue whale.
Blue whales are so beautiful.
Largest animal to ever exist.
Yep. They're so beautiful.
How fucking cool,
they're
man.
They're gorgeous.
100 feet long.
That's
massive.
Wild.
They're up to, I think, around there. They're massive.
They're huge.
I'd love to see one, but
I've never
happen.
I don't think you'll ever
they're
be able
rare,
to get close.
And I don't think you can track them that easily.
But some divers do see them.
Yeah.
But that's a dangerous... Personally... When I dive and there's like a body of a coral reef and there's a body of water that's like dark out there,
terrifying.
I always think, what if you saw one? I think you would fucking freak out.
I would shit.
First of all, if you did,
and now they're coming.
That wetsuit is gonna hold on to that shit the whole dive. I just want you to know that. First thing you're taught, do not pee in your wetsuit because it stays and it stinks. If you shit, honey.
I'm pretty sure surfers would say pee in the wetsuit.
Of course, they probably would, but it fucking stinks. When you take it off, you're like, I'm the one who peed because it smells like garbage. If you shit, You'd have to like release it from the bottom of your leg and then all the fish would come.
And then sharks think I'm bleeding to death and they're coming for me.
Blood! Like, nah, man, it's just shit.
No, dude, don't worry about it. It's just
poop. It's just shit. It's his first time you saw the blue whale. Sorry,
he
guys.
He saw the blue whale.
Sorry, guys.
It's okay, Steve. blue whale. And then last, I think, this spot's going to switch around a lot. I think right now I'm a big fan of crows and ravens. Probably ravens over
ravens.
Crows. Ravens. So I always forget. Ravens are the gigantic ones.
I didn't.
When you see a raven, they're like
that.
This big. They're huge.
I think I prefer crows. Ravens are
little
a
tiny
lot.
Guys.
A lot.
Ravens are a whole lot. Yeah, I'm trying to write poetry, and you're in here bothering me, yeah. Reminding me of my ex. Get off my bus,
Get
the palace.
Get out of here, Raven.
Yeah.
Raven. How many bars do you think are called, like, the Raven's Nest? Or
oh,
the
my
Raven's,
God.
The Raven.
Anyone trying to be old school, they're bringing the Raven.
They're like,
into
come
it.
On in. We have dark drinks with smoke at the Raven.
Founded in 1995. The Raven.
Yeah.
It's like, nuh-uh.
They all unless went to Warped Tour.
Unless you're founded in the 1800s, you're not allowed to be called the Raven.
And I agree with you on that. Stop calling your bars the Raven.
Yeah, get out of here.
It has to be an old establishment.
Get out of here.
Wow, those are good animals.
Selena compiled a list of all the photos of all the animals who have watched Smosh Mouth. So now that I've said my favorite animals, let's see if any of them ended up on this list.
But we have to say why this happened is because you were like, oh, it would be so cool to see.
It'd be cool, and I want our podcast to have the widest variety of animal viewers.
I thought you said whitest.
Whitest. We have the whitest audience to ever exist.
Shane, no. Shane, no. No, no, no.
No, we have the widest variety of animals that watch our podcast.
And it is so cool, and we have some pictures here.
Okay, so first up, we have a cow. Look, that cow is genuinely watching
and
Smosh Mouth.
And that computer could have been smashed.
Yes.
In like 2 seconds.
By accident, the cow could have stepped on it, but the cow is being respectful and watching from a good foot away.
It's probably my parts.
That cow is loving it. We have a hog. Looks like a wild hog.
Oh my God.
Watching Smosh Mouth. Also very into it.
He's like, that guy's ugly. Just kidding. He would never say that. He was
never
talking about a
that.
Guest.
A mini equine watching. Hold on.
Pardon?
This is a video. Okay, so they're showing it to
donkeys? Are those donkeys?
They look like donkeys. It looks like a donkey and then also a mini horse.
Oh.
And they're watching.
They're so
they're
cute.
Sniffing. Yeah. We got those.
Oh my God.
Baby chicks watching Smosh Mouth.
So cute. They had their little red light on.
Yeah.
Oh.
We're baby shark for them.
Oh my God, baby. Nope.
Don't do that.
Don't. I'm so sorry.
A chinchilla watching the Ted episode.
Oh my God. He was like, Cortado. What an idiot.
He thought it was so funny.
That's not Halo.
That's Pikachu right there. Okay, someone said, well, Shane wanted animals watching Smosh Mouth. Here are my dogs doing just that.
Where? Oh, look at that foot. Oh, my
Very
God, it's
funny.
Almost like you're licking the foot.
Okay, don't do that.
You like that?
Got a rat watching it. Whoa. Whoa.
I don't like rats.
Okay.
Unless they're in the Nutcracker and they're going after Clara because they're the Rat King. Sorry.
We have a snake. Big old snake watching
out
it.
Out in the open?
Good thing that rat is not there.
Oh my God. Honey would have gotten eaten up.
Yeah.
Wait, so that snake's just on the carpet?
Oh my God. A cheetah. And look, the cheetah's pointing.
Oh my God. The cheetah paused it because they want to go next to the next video.
And it's Damien. The cheetah's like, wait, that's Damien.
Damien.
The cheetah's like, I love anime.
He Twitch streams. He Twitch streams for hours. I love
him. The cheetah's like my favorite voice actor from Delicious in Dungeon. Uh-oh. Showed a primate Smosh Mouth.
I got worried about people finding animals because I didn't want them to get hurt. These people are smart.
This is so okay. Someone said showed a primate, and then it's clearly they showed their sibling or just themselves because humans count as a primate.
That's hilarious.
That's
funny. Look at these people. We've got comedians.
Look at these people go. And then someone said some type of monkey watching Smosh Mouth, and it's a baby.
Oh, Oh, look at your little baby, though. That's so cute.
Funny. Pretty funny.
A lot of babies watch Smosh Mouth, and they go right to sleep.
Our show is perfect for knocking you out. We've had so many big big moments on the show, so many shorts that went viral. And before we continue, we have our final moments here. We got to bring out our producer.
Yeah.
Selena, get in here.
Woo! Selena.
Okay, speaking of animals, I got something for you guys.
What? Oh!
Oh, my God.
It's a chia pet.
It's a chia pet. And what is it?
It's a cat.
It's a kitten.
Oh! It's a cat.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh.
So remember, chia seeds.
You can take care of this. You can add it to your plant collection.
I love how like old school this packaging is.
Yeah, where'd you get this box, Selena?
They're still a company.
They're definitely still a company. But this box looks like it's from...
I think we just ordered it. Like, that's how it came.
Wow.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Okay.
Shane, you gotta take care of that little kitten.
I guess I gotta take care of this.
Yeah, don't eat it.
Don't eat it?
Don't eat it.
The chia seeds.
Oh, right. Unless I soak them.
Right.
That's so cute.
Right.
Pretty cool. Thank you, Selena.
We can't wait for the picture after we watch it grow.
No problem.
Okay. Also, I have to shout out the art team, Abby from the art team, and also just the art team for also.
Yes.
This happened this year or in the 100 episodes.
So sick.
They killed it.
Yeah.
Killed it.
Our set is beautiful.
Look at our sign. Is that the one from the live show?
No.
That one's huge.
The one from the live show is very big.
It would be
big.
In front and blocking you guys.
Yeah. We'll do that sometime.
Yeah, we'll do it.
I had a last minute request because I just had thoughts and I wanted to share this with you guys.
Look at this.
Whoa.
Wait, what is this?
So it's a calendar.
What?
Yeah. Ready? It's simple.
Who made it?
Abby from the art team.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I asked her.
Just whipped it up in the past five minutes.
Art department is unreal. Oh.
Okay.
My birthday month.
Harambe.
My birthday month. And look, they put the Chronically Offline sticker on my birthday.
There it is.
That's my birthday.
Oh, there it is.
God, Jesus.
And it's all February.
Remember when, because you didn't know which month had 28 days.
Oh,
so every month is
so
February.
It's a roast calendar.
Yeah,
heard
pretty good. Oh, it's still February.
Oh my God,
there I am in iCarly. That's right, I lied and said that I was almost
Freddie Benson
in iCarly.
You look so interesting
and
in that
photo. We
fooled
everyone. Well, I look pretty good. Purple's not my color, but you know,
it is not.
I will admit,
it is not your
color.
It
is not my color.
And it's February. Oh.
And it's February again. Cortado!
Look at her!
There's a drawing of Cortana with a Cortado.
Oh my God, from Halo.
Bite of 83.
Oh my God!
We did convince you that FNAF was real, and that led us to so many videos. Because of that, we had to play so much Five Nights at Freddy's.
I genuinely forgot that you guys convinced me that
that's
FNAF
the start
was real.
Of it.
That was the start of it. You guys are fucking assholes.
We are monsters.
I really believed it. I was like, I can't wait to go home and deep dive this.
We are monsters.
Dead serious. Oh, look when you held Duran in your arms. Wait, this is so cute.
This is great.
This is so cute. Oh, my God.
Yeah, there you are. There you are.
That's
There's the
me.
Mustache. That's your dad's mustache, right?
That's me. I look like my grandfather, my pop. And I remember when I put that on, Chance was like, I kind of can't handle this right now. And I was like, well, it's happening.
It's Angela going, ew.
For our audio listeners right now, you know,
you're gonna
you
have to just tune in.
You get the vibe.
I think I look pretty hot.
Get your
toucans out and in
Tatooine.
Yeah, Tatooine. When you guys didn't respond to me and I felt like I was drowning in the middle of the ocean asking you guys, what are you guys talking about? I was like the little sister when the two friends were hanging out.
You don't know Harambe. You don't know Tatooine.
I do. This is where Joel Edgerton is in this, isn't he? The actor?
Not Joel Edgerton. Yes. You think of Tatooine and you bring up Joel Edgerton.
Yeah, because I was like,
he's
oh my God.
He's in like one scene.
I know, and he's in this scene.
He's
I was
in
like,
one
oh
scene. He has no lines.
It's Joel Edgerton.
Out of everyone, you could have said Tatooine. You said Joel Edgerton.
Yeah, I was like, there he is.
Not Luke Skywalker.
Oh my God, look at him.
Not Obi-Wan Kenobi. You go Joel Edgerton.
Oh my God, look. Oh my God, he has no lines.
What the fuck?
Good for him. Good acting moment. That's what I was thinking about.
That's insane.
That's how I picture it.
Okay.
And there it is.
Yeah.
Our crushes
right there.
Could you imagine if they...
It's... Who is it? Anton Chigurh and the Wicked Witch of the West?
Yeah, I just say Javier Bardem in No Country for Old Men with his gorgeous hair. Look at it. Look at that hair.
Okay.
Wicked Witch of the West. Oh my God.
What's
this around?
Did you get your lips done?
To look more like Anouk. Anouk's editing. Remember Anouk?
Yeah.
Chestnuts.
Chestnuts.
Oh, yeah. Chestnuts.
Yep. I had this up on my screen, and Alex, was like, why are you looking at fan edits of Shane?
Did we ever get copyright struck for me singing that?
I don't know.
No.
Okay.
Probably not.
I kind of can't handle this picture of you.
Whoa, okay.
I mean, you look beautiful. I
look gorgeous.
Real.
That's real, by the way. That's what I looked like that day. I mean, I can look like that if I really, like, when I actually put some work into my morning routine.
Oh, my God. You should shave and just go fully, like, boy mode.
I'm not even fully shaved there. Like,
you're right. That's a tiny bit of stubble. Yeah. Look at your cute little bracelet.
Yeah, thank you.
Oh, my God. So cute. There I am, afraid to be sick, and I had such a good time.
Wild.
Isn't that wild?
Bam. It's
you
Chance
and
Angela
what? Chance
as us.
Does actually really look like me, Chance, although that wig is F.
Chance did so, yep.
And he kept going, yeah, I work there. Yeah, I work there. Dunkin' Donuts, yeah. And look at you, that's you. Yeah.
That's me.
That's your hair.
That's me.
Exact replica.
Wow, that was really lovely.
Is there more than one copy?
Not at the moment.
It's a one of
a
kind.
Sure,
you can't have it.
Well, can we hang it around the office?
Yeah. I was thinking we could hang it up here, but
I would love that.
And it's always February.
Yeah, can't
it's
handle always that. February.
It's going to be funny when it's actually February.
So cute.
I also was like, which year? I'm like, I don't know. Pick one.
Yeah, who cares?
This might be my favorite one.
That's pretty awful. That's pretty bad.
This might be my favorite one because it's like guy who owns a pool. I don't know why, but it feels like
guy who owns a pool
and he's like, drinks are in the cooler. How are you guys?
God,
he's awful.
For those listening, Amanda's referring to the photoshopped photo of Shane on Freddie Benson.
Yep.
Yeah, and your face is just a little too big, and purple is not your color. This is incredible. Abby slayed it. Oh, my God.
Hell yeah.
Holy crap. But
Selena, can you believe that we're here?
No, I was thinking about it the other day, and like I think I didn't join you guys in the beginning. I think I joined sometime around, like, I want to say, like, when Anthony was on the episode. That's the first one I remember. I might have been on previously before that, but like that was the first one that I actually like remember, like, okay.
Yep.
Oh, we're actually doing this podcast.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. What does that mean?
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But, same.
But it was super fun. And I remember you guys were just like, literally the morning of would be like, what are we talking about today? I'm like, they haven't talked about what they're going to talk
about.
We're
like, oh, we texted.
We texted a little bit. Figured it out.
Like, yeah, we'll figure it out.
Sometimes those are the best episodes, though.
Yeah.
Try not to laugh with Spencer. None of us were prepared for anything.
No.
We just rolled
just reacting.
Up.
Yeah.
And it was like the best. Do you have a favorite moment by any chance? Or a moment that comes to mind that made you laugh the most or that you think about more than most?
Oh, God. I mean, I have short-term memory. I can only think of the Jeopardy episode because
which was
like,
a great episode.
That was super
that
fun.
Was
y'all got
such a good episode.
So much fun.
Really into it.
So much fun.
That's because you want to go on Jeopardy.
Yeah, which I appreciated because I was like, okay.
That'll be a core memory.
Yeah. Fingers.
Yeah.
Whoa. Hey, it's okay.
It's fingers a lot of work. It's hard work what we
do. Listen, it took us 100 episodes.
Avoiding
we're
doing
good.
That.
Yeah. But no, it's been super fun. Thanks for a good 100 episodes.
Thank you so
much.
Can you believe it?
I can't believe
it,
man. Here's to 100 more.
Yeah. Really quick.
Bring out the champagne.
What are some predictions for the next 100?
Predictions for the next 100. Okay, we'll get Robert Irwin on.
Oh, my God.
I said Vanessa Lachey and Jennifer Coolidge.
Let's get Vanessa Lachey on. Let's get her on.
I think I'll shit in my wetsuit.
Yeah.
I don't think I
let's
can handle it.
Let's get Vanessa Lachey
let's
on
get,
this podcast.
And also, let's get an animal on here.
Mm-hmm. Just a full-on animal?
Yep.
Okay.
No. I want like old school, like talk show where we have the random handler who's like a little awkward.
Robert Irwin.
Yeah. Okay.
That's what I'm saying.
So exactly. We'll, you know, two birds with one stone.
Come on.
Okay. We'll get Robert Irwin with something, not a snake.
We're going to have a snake on.
He can have multiple animals.
Do you not like, I don't think I realized, are you really scared of snakes?
Not really scared.
Okay, then we'll get a snake on.
Okay, fine. Sure. No worries. No big deal. All good with me, buddy. Let's do
it.
Are you
sure? Okay.
Also predict a Smosh Baby 2.
Whoa.
Maybe.
So many babies.
Not mine. Maybe. Not mine.
Every year we've had an Smosh announcement. Baby What's 2. The announcement next year?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's so
that's
true.
A lot of pressure. That's a lot of pressure.
Okay, and to be fair, we've had good announcements.
Yeah.
It's been Smosh's, Ian and Anthony are back together.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Marriage, baby. Mm-hmm.
First cast member with a baby.
Yeah, dude.
Wild.
Pretty cool.
Pretty cool. So what's coming our next
what
one?
What could be next? Okay. Okay, here's in line with, like, what's left. I think next up is one of the cast members is going to book, like, a big movie or something.
And you predicted. I said that.
Predicted that, but we can't have everything.
Wait, you're right. A big movie.
Or a TV show or something. Like, I think it's high time someone on the cast.
Yeah. No, I think you're right. I think that's really good prediction.
That would be a really cool one. Or, I don't know, one of us goes to space.
Oh, I said Smosh Mouth goes outside.
We do need to record an episode somewhere.
Yeah, we do.
Just not here.
Yeah, we do.
Somewhere else. Maybe
Smosh
on the Reddit
goes
set.
Outside, and then someone goes to space.
We'll start small baby steps. Reddit set first.
But someone goes to space?
Yeah.
Yeah, who's the next Katy Perry?
And I don't think they need to be a cast member. I think that they can also be crew.
Oh, totally. Oh, for space?
Do you imagine Duran in space?
Duran in space just like floating around just like... Do you have predictions?
No, but if we ever get Markiplier on, then I'll shit my pants.
Okay.
All right, we're all going to shit our pants at some point. So
I think Ian,
out for that.
I think Ian could make that happen.
Damn.
If he cared.
You're
Ian
right.
like knows and everybody doesn't. And he just doesn't. He's just like, he's the straight guy thing where he's just like, it's like, oh, so you know him? It's like, yeah. It's like, you thought about reaching out? It's like, no.
No. He's in my phone though.
He's in my phone. I was texting him just now.
God.
He was saying that he's trying to find a place to be a guest somewhere. It's like, oh, did you think about us? He's like,
and he
no.
loves Smosh Mouth.
Mm. Yeah. Wow. I don't know.
Anyways, it's Friday. I'm going to a cool restaurant. Wow.
Yeah.
Well, we're over time.
Yeah.
Thank you guys so much for joining us for our 100th episode. Thank you guys, the fans. You guys, we couldn't have done it without you guys because you have let us know the path that we should go, and you've made us really excited to do this, and I love doing it.
Yeah, me too. We've got the best fan base.
Hell yeah.
And good luck with that chia pet.
Thanks.
And thank you, Selena.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Selena. Thank you guys for watching and listening. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
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 Smosh Mouth. Hear it loud. Hear it loud. Smosh Mouth. Hear it loud. Hear it loud.
Yo, I am. This is the guy. I'm doing my thing with it all in mouth. Yeah, I'm talking about my podcast. I'm Shane. This is Amanda. It's Smosh Mouth.
L-E-D-E-N-E-T. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18+. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisisCLE.com/podcast.